CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Havana calling. CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Radio Havana calling all shortwave listeners and radio amateurs. Welcome to... DXers Unlimited, Radio Havana's weekly feature dedicated to the fascinating world of radio communications.
Hola amigos radioaficionados all around the world, now exploring what happens during the end of a very weak solar cycle, something that is happening just now, at this very moment. You are most welcome to the middle of the week edition of your favorite Radio Hobby show. I'm your host Arnaldo Arnicoro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, that's my high radio call sign. I'm your host here at Radio Havana Cuba, and here is item one of today's show. The most up-to-date compilation of relevant solar data follows. It starts with the predictions for Wednesday, 31 July 2019. The 10 centimeter solar flux at rock bottom levels 067 and the planetary disturbance indicator 010. And continue with the predictions for the first day of August follows. Predictions for 1st August 2019, 10 centimeter solar flux holding at 67 units and the AP planetary disturbance indicator 14. And an interesting comment follows from the source. It says, no active region visible on the sun, no flares observed for or expected, and also that no Earth-directed coronal mass ejection or CMEs happening during Monday UTC day. Solar protons have remained at background levels over the past 24 hours also. The solar wind speed is at 360 kilometers per second with interplanetary magnetic field magnitude of 3 nanotesla units. Quiet conditions have been observed in the past 24 hours. Geomagnetic activity will remain quiet until the high-speed solar wind from a negative polarity equatorial coronal hole arrives to the Earth August the 1st. Mostly active conditions are then expected. The Tuesday estimated international sunspot number was 000, based on observations coming from 23 stations. So, solar cycle 24 continues riding through its very bottom minimum. This is the DXers Unlimited middle of the week edition reaching you from Havana, Cuba. I'm your host, Arnaldo Arnicoro, and here is now information about a rather unusual 6-meter band propagation event that happened a few days ago. Unusual opening from Europe to Australia on 50 MHz to 6-meter band on the 24th of July 2019, fully documented. For the past few weeks, there have been some really good openings from Europe to Japan on the 6-meter band, 50 MHz, with many stations being worked by using the FT8 wonderful digital communications mode that digs stations out of the mud. During the morning of the 24th of July 2019, however, conditions were exceptional, as there was a highly unusual opening on 50 MHz from Europe to Australia. At least six Victor Kilo 3 stations in New South Wales in Australia were heard by or had heard multiple European stations, with distances involved in the region of 16,000 to 17,000 kilometers. This is all the more remarkable if one considers that half the circumference of the world is 20,000 kilometers, that's half of it. The best confirmed contact on the day seems to have been made between Echo India 3 Kilo Delta, EA3KD, in Ireland and Victor Kilo 3 Zulu Lima, near Melbourne in Australia, with a distance of 17,375 kilometers between the two points. Contacts of this type on 50 MHz are usually only thought to be possible at the peak of very good sunspot cycles back in 1957 or in 1989. To have it happen at the bottom of the current solar cycle is highly unusual, to say the least. The standard explanation for long-distance openings like this on 50 MHz during the month of the summer of the Northern Hemisphere is that it's because of multi-hop sporadic E. However, watch this. The requirement for 8 to 9 hops to line up in a row perhaps challenge this assumption. It's almost impossible mathematically. And now, the latest information about the most recent discovery that has been named as Solar Terminator events. It seems like one of the sun's biggest mysteries has just been solved by science. The waxing and waning of sunspots forms part of the sun's natural cycle, but it's a phenomenon astronomers still don't fully understand at all. Now, new research has revealed that particular terminator events are what brings sunspot cycles to an end, and it means we could get better at predicting them in the long term. That would be rather useful too if we can predict sunspot cycles on that huge ball of hot plasma with greater accuracy. We know the sun much better. This will mean more advanced warning of the types of solar storms that can disrupt electronics and infrastructures on today's Earth. Something so important now that the world depends so much on the daily use of sophisticated electronic equipment that may be severely damaged or even knocked down completely by the effects of a highly energetic solar flare aiming at planet Earth. The findings are based on almost 140 years of solar observations recorded by optically and include careful recordings of coronal bright points, brief flickers of extreme ultraviolet light that happen during periods of relative calm on the sun, as happening right now. The movement and eventual disappearance of these points is what marks the terminator event, the researchers say in their paper. The evidence for terminators have been hidden in the observational record for more than a century now, but until now, until this moment, we didn't know what we're looking for, says astrophysicist Scott McIntosh from the National Center of Atmospheric Research, NCAR, in the USA. The renowned solar scientist added that by combining such a wide variety of observations over so many years, we were able to piece together events and provide an entirely new look at how the sun's interior drives the solar cycle back on and off. We already know that a sunspot cycle lasts around 11 years. We are right at the end of 1 hour at the moment. After a solar minimum or a period of quiet on the face of the sun, the number of sunspots gradually increases again, back again, climbs. They form a latitude of 35 degrees in both hemispheres before making their way to the equator and eventually dying way out to the equator and eventually dying right there at the solar equator. No sunspots then the solar cycle is finished. This whole process typically takes a little over a decade, around 11 years, with the midpoint known as the solar maximum, when the sunspot activity is most intense. By the way, for your information, April 2014 marked the peak of solar cycle 24, the most recent solar maximum recorded. The coronal bright points also travel from higher latitudes towards the equator, through the journey takes a little longer. At certain points, they overlap with sunspots, and the researchers think these bright points are marks of toroidal magnetic field movements. These fields wrap around the sun like rubber bands and also migrate towards the equator, something that has been fully documented by this recent research. When one wave of a toroidal magnetic field hits another one traveling in the opposite direction on the equator, the plasma energy is released. The release is quite dramatic. Yes, quite dramatic. The research suggests a solar tsunami of plasma is let loose, traveling back again away from the equator at around 300 meters per second. That wave, that's a wave of activity, soon meets another toroidal magnetic field coming the other way, causing it to bob up and form sunspots, and the cycle begins over and over again. The research report has been published in Solar Physics and Scientific Reports, a prestigious scientific publication. Si amigos, send your senior reports and comments about this show, and we also enjoy very much receiving and answering your radio hub related questions. Send mail via internet to info@enet.cu. Again, info@enet.cu or via airmail, drop me a postcard to Arnie Coro, last name spelled Charlie Oscar Romeo Oscar in phonetics, Arnie Coro, Radio Havana, Cuba, Havana, Cuba.
And that's all for today. This is Arnie Coro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, your host here at Radio Havana's DXS Unlimited, saying 73 and very good DX.